Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, September 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we're continuing to strike Hezbollah with full force.
Israel vows to continue offensive on Lebanon, and house prices in Dublin continuing to rise. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, in the US, a powerful hurricane has made landfall along the coast of Florida with fears it'll have catastrophic consequences. Hurricane Helene has been classified as a Category 4, bringing winds of 225 kilometres an hour. States of emergency have been declared in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia and Alabama. Residents have been urged to flee with warnings of flooding, road closures and power outages. Benjamin Netanyahu will address the UN General Assembly today as hopes of a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon evaporates. World leaders have voiced their concern the conflict will escalate rapidly. The US, France and several other allies called for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across the Israeli-Lebanon border. Speaking as he arrived in the US through an interpreter, Israel's Prime Minister said the offensive will continue.
My policy, our policy, is clear. We're continuing to strike Hezbollah with full force, and we will not stop until we reach all of our goals, chief among them the return of the residents of the north securely to their homes.
The US president has met with Vladimir Zelensky in the Oval Office to discuss the Ukrainian plan for victory in his country's nearly three-year war against Russia. The Ukrainian president says the €7 billion aid package announced by the White House will be a great help and urged the West to maintain strong sanctions against Russia. He also met the US Vice President Kamala Harris and urged the US to keep pressure on Vladimir Putin.
We have to keep pressure on Russia to stop the war and to make truly lasting and just peace. It's a top priority for us and for other freedom-loving nations to achieve not a freezing, but real peace for us. So we need to keep sanctions against Russia strong.
House prices in Dublin continue to increase, rising by 8.4% in the year to September. Figures for the last 3 months show the average price of a resale home in the capital increased by 2.5%. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
The figures from property advisors DNG show that since the market low point in 2012, the average price of a home in the capital has increased by 135%. However, prices still remain below their historic high seen in 2006. The average price of a resale property in the capital now stands at €570,169. The price of an apartment also saw an increase in the third quarter of 2024 by 2.3%. First-time buyers accounted for just over half of purchases of resale properties in the capital. DNG has increased its forecast for price growth this year in the Dublin resale market to 9%, having previously forecast low single-digit growth for 2024 at the beginning of the year.
Meanwhile, first-time buyers made up almost two-thirds of mortgage approvals last month. Home loan activity remains robust, with a total of more than 4,500 mortgages given the go-ahead last month. Figures from the Banking and Payments Federation show mover buyers account for over a fifth of mortgages approved. CEO Brian Hayes says demand from first-time buyers remains strong.
What we've seen over the month of August is a continued growth year on year. You're looking at in excess of 30,000 new mortgage approvals year on year to the end of August. And of the mortgage approval figures for August, 61% are for first-time buyers. That's very encouraging.
Students will be able to get the results of their Leaving Cert appeals later this morning. It comes ahead of CAO Round 5 offers next Tuesday. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The results of the 2024 Leaving Cert appeals will be available to students through the Candidate Self-Service Portal from 11 o'clock this morning by logging on to www.examinations.ie. The appeal results have already been transmitted directly to the CAO and are also issuing to schools through the SEC Schools Portal at the same time as they're available to candidates. In the processing of appeals, the marking of each candidate's work is fully reviewed, question by question, using the original marking scheme. The review is carried out by a different examiner to the one who originally marked the work. When students access their appeal results, they'll see whether their examination mark changed on appeal, and if so, their new postmark adjustment mark, as well as their final grade.
A teenage boy arrested after a fatal crash in North Dublin has been released without charge. The pedestrian in his 40s was knocked down by a stolen car on the Coast Road in Baldoyle in the early hours of the morning of Wednesday, the 17th of July. The boy in his late teens was the second person to be arrested in connection with the hit and run. The first man arrested had already been released from custody. The mayor of New York is facing charges after a long-running federal investigation into his administration. The Democrat, Eric Adams, is the first of the city's 110 mayors to ever face criminal charges while in office. Mr. Adams claims the allegations of corruption are entirely false and based on lies. James Dennehy, assistant director of the FBI, says the law does not discriminate.
The indictment of a sitting mayor is not just another headline. It is a stinging reminder that no one is above the law or beyond reproach. And it serves as a sobering moment for all of us who place our trust in elected officials.
And in sport, in soccer, it turned out to be a comfortable opening to Tottenham's Europa League campaign last night. That was despite a 35-minute delay to kick-off. Spurs ran out 3-0 winners at home to Carabag, with them also missing a second-half penalty. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.